The Lynx FM Breakfast Show with Sam Kerr.
And I'm sat opposite Mr. Robbie Williams now.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks, you.
Yeah, I just might ruin this interview by eating a drumstick. Not a chicken drumstick.
No, too early.
But sugary, raspberry, a milk-flavoured, chewy, sweet lolly.
Marvellous. Anyway, we're here to talk about you.
Yeah.
And not drumsticks.
Yeah.
You are back with a new album, new single, and it might almost have never happened, because you said you might quit.
Yeah. 2006, end of 2006, I sort of burnt myself out in true pop star textbook style, burning the candles heavily at both ends. Performed in front of 3 million people on my own tour. I just got burnt out and, you know, used up the adrenal gland and used up the central nervous system and thought, this is not good for me. You know, ended up in rehab again. And I was like, I'm done with this pop star lark. I didn't tell anyone because I knew that when you retire at such a young age, you go, oh, I've had a change of heart. And I knew I'd have a change of heart at some point, and I did.
And what sparked that change of heart then? Anything in particular?
My wife's interest in Birkin bags. They're very, very expensive. I'm back to pay for the bags. No, not really. The years are clocking by. They're going by very fast. And I think the life of a pop star is finite. Is that the word? Finite? I'm gonna use it anyway, whether it's the right word or not to use there. Put it this way, you can't be a pop star over 40. After 40, you become an old man singing. I've got another chance to be a pop star one more time. And so I've made a pop record. Big, brash, bold, chock full of hits, hopefully. Pop album called Take the Crown, out on November the 5th. And, you know, at some point, even though there needs to be an official announcement, I may go on a tour. And I want to sing these songs at people, and I want them to feel happy when they hear them and they're happy to sing along with me before I don't do it for another long time. You know, I don't know how many of these big tours are in me. I know this one will be the last one for a long time. So I want to get it all right. So I want to be, you know, job satisfaction and to be pleased with what I've done.
And you've had plenty of stuff to write about, I guess, obviously with the Take That reunion, then getting married, becoming a dad as well.
Yeah, none of those things I've written about, to be honest.
Really?
No. The album was written before I'd got pregnant, before I scored that own goal. And I didn't write about Take That, I don't think, because I think we covered it on the Progress album. Funny enough, Ida doesn't feature much at all on this album. I'd rather write about things that make me happy. Do you know what? We have, I must explain at that point, you know, that we do have that kind of relationship where those things are said to each other on a day-to-day basis, and we have each other rolling around in laughter. Of course, those things written in print lead for a very disturbing afternoon or evening with my betrothed. I love her to bits. She makes me very, very happy.
Phew, we got out of that situation.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You talk about the Take That reunion. Yeah. Any plans to do anything else with the boys? What's the deal there?
The deal is I really enjoy it. I really want to do it again. You know, the creative process is amazing. To all sharing a common goal, all going towards it, all shouldering the blame if it goes wrong or right. And last time out, it went really right. You know, it was commercially successful, critically acclaimed. We've never had one of those. And then we went on to do the biggest tour in the UK. It felt really, really good, along with laying to rest demons of the past, you know, Fallings Out and Acrimony and et cetera, et cetera. It just feels good. And I can't wait to do it again if they'll have me back.
Fingers crossed then for that.
Yeah, we've got a meeting soon, and I shall know if they're keeping me on or not.
Oh, marvellous. Rob, we'll talk some more. We're going to play Feel, and then we'll talk some more.
Okie doke.
This is Lynx FM.
It is the Lynx FM Breakfast Show with Sam Kirk. We got Robbie Williams this morning. New dad, Robbie
new
Williams.
New dad. Yeah. New dad, new danger.
How is fatherhood?
Are you a dad?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Right, okay. yeah, you've got plenty of time, though. You're still in your 20s, aren't you?
Thanks.
Yeah, you've got ages. I'm loving it. I thought it was a death sentence, to be honest with you. Like many guys do, like you do right now. All I saw of kids, having kids and relationships is that they're huge stresses on relationships. Nobody sleeps everybody's depressed, and they get people get into arguments and snap at each other. I wasn't looking forward to that, to be honest with you. I thought that was what it was going to be for us and how it was going to be like. Glad to say it's not. You know, I'm glad to say that we're having an amazing time being parents. It's magical. She's a gift, and our life as in many ways, it feels as though it's just begun.
Marvellous. And you've given up smoking and swearing as well.
That's a misquote. I've given up smoking. I'm taking up extra swearing. I'm missing out on smoking, so yeah, I'll be doing more swearing to offset the smoking.
Okay, well, we'll play the new single and you can swear during that. It's out this weekend, Candy.
This is Links FM.
That is it. It's out this weekend. It's Robbie's brand new track, Candy. We're liking that. Nice and poppy.
It is, isn't it?
And you're going to be performing that on the X Factor this weekend.
I am indeed. I did the X Factor in Italy last week, and Italy's not like anywhere else. I don't know if you saw, but I was with a lot of naked girls. Did you see it?
It was enjoyable.
It was. It was for me.
It looked like it for you.
Yeah, but it's very, very different now. I used to look down the eyes of those sort of girls while I was on TV shows in Italy and think, in 10 minutes, you're coming back to the dressing room with me. And now I'm looking down their eyes thinking, in 10 minutes, you'll be able to get away from this awful, lecherous person that looks like your uncle. I apologise on behalf of me and males up and down the country and in the world. Yeah, it was very strange, very strange.
And we can confirm you are going to be on The X Factor. There was a bit of tension last week between Gary and yourself because obviously you tweeted your support for Rylan.
Yes, anything that I can do to wind Gary up, I will. I don't know why I didn't see it the week before. But I think this week was the right time to do it. Gaz, taking it very, very seriously, as he should. I, on the other hand, don't have to take it very seriously and love Rylan. I think he's very, very entertaining. I watch him from beginning to end. I think he's a fantastic character. And I think we need him in one way or another in our lives.
Can you actually see someone like him winning the X Factor?
No. I can see him lasting longer in our lives than a lot of people that have won it, just because of his character and the fact that he's got one. But I can't see him winning it, no. And there's other people there that should win it.
Like?
Well, I'm going on to do the show and I'll be quoted whatever I say. And I would rather keep it anonymous for the time being because I've got to go and be everybody's mate. And I want to be everybody's mate. And I don't want to single anybody out for praise.
Obviously, we have a local interest in Ella Henderson. She's been installed as the favourite to win the contest. What was your first reaction when you...
I've got to say she's very, very special. She's unique. She has everything that is needed to be an international megastar. She's that good.
People forget as well, she's only 16.
It's incredible.
How old were you when you started out?
16.
Yeah. So what would your advice be to her now then?
I wouldn't have the first clue how to deal with X Factor sort of fame, because at least we had 2 years of trawling around in a Previa van, doing gay clubs under 18, clubs over 18, clubs, assemblies. We got to learn the trade, you know, and we got a chance to get better at being a boy band. They don't get that on X Factor. They don't have the opportunity to get it wrong. They've got to get it right every week and then carry on getting it right. And it's, what advice would I have for her? Buckle up, it's going to get bumpy. Don't take it too personally if you can.
Best of luck with the new album, Take the Crown. It's out November 5th.
Yep.
Candy, of course, out this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
And we keep our fingers crossed for it.
Please.
Rob, thank you very much. What an absolute pleasure it's been.
Pleasure, Sam.
This is Links FM.